Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Beatrix, how much further up this mountain is this thing you found?
No, it's not that much farther, I promise. It's not that much farther. It's so cool, okay? It's like this old technology.
Okay. Hold on. Barty? Oh, you're right there.
Barty's in great shape.
I've been keeping up.
Okay, I'm just going to grab one more bag of chips.
Don't you dare!
Okay.
Oh, there it is! Right there! Okay, everybody, on the horizon. Ooh. Can you see it? It is tall. It is thin. It has doors that go fluff, 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 fluff.
Oh, it looks like, What? What was that?
It says, Pahoney.
Pahoney. But what was the voice? Did anyone hear a voice?
I heard the voice.
Step right up, step on, up to it.
It just said, to my booth, step on up, step right up to it.
Yeah, I think we heard it.
Right? I was just confirming with you by saying what it had said. We could confirm that we both heard the same thing.
Right, that's a good point. You know what? I think
it just said, one small round, one phone call.
You know, I think while we're discussing this, maybe we should get some blood sugar going. I'm just going to open a bag of chips. I'm not going to open a bag of chips, okay?
Come on now.
Well, it sounds really inviting, but you know, sometimes that's not really gone well for us.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not a creature, even though it can speak, but it says it's a Pahoney booth.
Oh, once in a lifetime opportunity. Walking right by it.
It strikes me as some sort of AI.
Come on in.
Okay. Well, what are we supposed to do?
Go in!
Please.
Like, what do you mean?
One at a time. Well, it's only big enough for one person.
It's just a tiny little, booth thing.
Door is wide open.
It's kind of like the pods, though, isn't it?
Well, but it doesn't have, the enclosure or the buttons or any electronics.
It smells a little like pee.
Lights are on. Come on inside.
Well, I don't think I'm probably not good to just, leap into things, you know?
I can't believe I'm going to be the one to do this, but I think I will.
Are you scared?
You're going to open a bag of chips?
Oh, well, no, I was going to pick up the receiver, but then it said, are you scared, in kind of an ominous voice, and now I'm...
Don't be scared.
See, it's trying to do a reverse psychology thing.
No, I'm telling you. I tried this earlier, and he goaded me the same way, but it, if you pick up the Pahoney, it directs you to a line of people that say they can help you. It's called the Amelia Project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just leave a message and they'll help us. I mean, we could use all the help we can get, right?
That's true. But could we maybe just pick up the Pahoney while standing outside?
No, there's only so long of a cord. Plus, he judges you when you do that, the voice.
You think you're so tough?
See, that is not encouraging.
I'm doing it.
Hey, slow your roll. Come on in.
Don't forget to ask for help, because we are in dire need.
That's a really good point.
Do
I just pick up this?
Okay. What? Hey, give me something small and round. Slow, Let's on the small round in the slot.
Small round in the... Oh, there's a slot here.
One small round, one phone call.
I have a chip. Here we go. I'm going to secretly open this bag of chips.
I smell chips.
Oh, nope, no chips. I'm going to stuff it in there. Okay.
Yum, yum. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to eat one, too. Oh, there's a ringing sound, Pony.
Congratulations.
Oh.
You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. If you continue, there's no way back.
Oh.
Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
It's your turn. Come on.
We have a message? Actually, I'm not sure who you are, Amelia Project, but I do have a problem. I am serious about it. Not hanging up. I've been trying to bake a souffle for the last few years, and I don't have any eggs on this planet, so could really use a recipe that has like an egg substitute where we could, but using alien DNA on a foreign planet. Hello?
That's your time.
What? But no, I didn't. I didn't get an answer.
That's your time.
But I didn't get an answer.
Get out.
Oh.
Hey, get out.
Okay, I'm getting out.
Hey, come on, get out.
Oh, whoa.
Step on up. Step on right up to the phone booth. Come on in.
Bartholomew?
Come on, big boy.
Yeah. No, I guess I'll go next. Yeah. And then I do the latch here.
A big old mustache.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Wait, you have a camera?
Nope. Come on. One small round, one call.
Okay, all right.
Congratulations.
Hello?
You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening.
Well, no,
if you're not serious about this,
I mean, I have a somewhat serious personality,
now.
I guess. Does that mean I get to keep speaking?
If you continue, there's no way back.
Good
choice. A new life awaits.
Oh.
You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Well, I would appreciate help. Is that good?
You keep on going.
Okay. All right. I'm doing well, Ben. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
No. That's it's like
sing to the choir.
Feel good about myself. Okay. I would like help building a better me.
Okay. You're done.
What?
You're done now. Get out.
You mean like I already am a better me?
That's it. That's your message. Go.
Oh,
come on.
Well,
get out.
I mean.
No. This is over now. Oh. Leave.
Oh.
Stupid mustache.
What?
Get out of here, I said. Don't come back
okay.
in.
Okay, right.
Oh, wow, it was really exciting. What did you say, Barty?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I didn't really
You like my mustache, right?
Oh, well. Beatrix, you didn't go in. You didn't...
Oh, I had my turn earlier. I warned them about the impending apocalypse, and if, you know, this is something to do with a wormhole or a time loop, then it's probably pretty important that they don't repeat the historical events that led us to this particular point. And if they did, tell us how to get help from this planet and the Spore Protocol.
Oh. I did something similar, actually. You know.
Yeah, no, totally. Though, I mean, a person would be better equipped to handle such things if they were a better version of themselves, right? So that would also be a profound thing to ask for.
Well, and, you know, if you had a food supply issue that was going to be coming in the future, you'd want to tell everyone about that, you know, right?
Both of these seem like reasonable explanations. But also, how nice is the phone guy, huh?
It's kind of a hot and cold relationship.
Hey folks, Christy here, and you just heard our mini crossover with The Amelia Project. Now, have you ever wanted to just disappear? Fake your death to run away from your problems? Try to find any other place to start fresh because you're running from your terrible past? Well, then The Amelia Project can help you. Taking people and making them disappear is their number one priority. So listen for Coco and Laughs and enjoy The Amelia Project.
Congratulations. You've reached The Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. You sure about this? If you hesitated, do not proceed. Still there? If you continue, there's no way back. The choice is yours. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you do not hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Amelia Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 17. Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker.
Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker?
Yes.
Hell of a name to squeeze onto your tax return.
I just put Tim Smith.
That's your real name?
Yes.
Right. How does Tim Smith become Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker?
You need a silly name to progress in the party.
I'm sorry?
They just call me Chucklepants for short.
I don't understand, Chucklepants. What party?
The funky, fancy, fatuous, fishy, fizzy, flashy, flirtatious, frolicking, freewheeling, farting, facile, farscore, far-fetched, feeble-minded, feather-brained, faddish, facetious, funniest fuck party. Sorry, thought you knew.
No, I don't. Should I?
We do have a general election on at the moment.
I'm intrigued. Do you have any campaign literature on you?
Our name doesn't fit on leaflets.
Haven't you considered making it snappier?
It's the FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
FFP stand for?
You forgot an F.
Sorry?
You said FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFP, but it's FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
FP stand for?
Thought that was obvious.
No, not really.
The funky, fancy, fatuous, fishy,
no,
fizzy...
No, not the name, the party. What's your ideology?
Better weather, better Christmas presents, repealing the laws of gravity, replacing the Church of England with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and introducing sand as legal tender.
Well, tickle my nipple and call me fickle. That sounds right up my street. Can I become a member?
You're dear.
What?
We consider everyone a member unless they've declared otherwise.
Great! How do I rise through the party ranks?
First you choose a silly name.
Okay. In that case, I'll be Dedrick Damnit, Dipshit Doofus, Douchebag, Defeffle the Dandy. What's next?
If you want to stand for local election, you're going to have to win a fight with swords of rolled-up newspaper.
I'd better get practicing. Here.
You want to fight me?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, go! That's it.
Ah, fingers. Let me show you a little something I learned from someone who will remain nameless.
I didn't know that legs were in the game.
Target.
Take.
hitting the target.
Not the shoes, sir.
Not the shoes. Never the shoes. Okay, I remember.
Got you, you scoundrel.
Okay.
Stop. I surrender.
You're good. You must be right up there in the hierarchy.
I'm party leader.
Really? Wow, I had no idea. Oh, it's an honor to meet you, Chuckle Pants. Ooh, at Amelia, we've always wanted to get into politics.
Really?
Oh, you sound surprised.
I just don't seem very informed about current affairs.
Oi, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you didn't know who I was, for a start.
I really don't think...
You've received a lot of coverage this election. You haven't come across the armadillo anarchists.
I have been seeing rather a lot of armadillo masks lately. So that's something to do with you.
Yeah. We got hundreds of people to parade through London in armadillo costumes, chanting, "Down with Comm and Set."
Oh, perhaps I have heard of you. Were you the ones behind the eating strike?
Yes.
The images were pretty disgusting.
Meatloaf for breakfast, deep-fried cheesecakes for lunch, 150-ounce steaks for dinner. All washed down with peanut butter milkshakes.
Parliament Green was drenched with vomit.
It's powerful stuff. Eventually the government caved into our demands.
Oh, what were your demands?
More bread for the ducks in St. James's Park.
Okay. I admit I haven't been paying much attention to the news lately. That's partly because I'm in this office all day, and partly because the whole system turns me off.
You're not the only one.
I mean, this election is a total joke. The posturing and posing, the ridiculous promises that can never be fulfilled, it's a complete farce.
Farcical. That's the 12th F in FP.
Right. You own up to the farcical nature of politics. That's what it's all about, right? You're holding a mirror to the system and exposing it as an empty sham.
Not really. My wife just wanted me to get out of the house more. I looked at the local activities on offer, and it was either this or badminton.
But why did you choose the party?
I wanted to do theatre, really. But I get stage fright, and I'm terrible at learning lines. So I chose the FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF parties.
But you're the party leader.
That wasn't intentional.
You just accidentally swashbuckled your way to the top?
Don't be silly. The party leader isn't chosen by newspaper baton fight.
No? How is the leader chosen?
Sleeping lions.
Sleeping lions?
You know, the game. Oh. Everyone lies totally still on the floor, and anyone who moves gets eliminated.
Well, you must have stayed very still.
I was tired. I fell asleep. When I woke up, I was party leader.
That must have been a surprise.
It was a shock.
You didn't want to become leader?
No, not really.
So why did you accept?
FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
Have you got over the stage fright?
It's very stressful.
But I've developed a style that consists mostly of doing burps and cracking my knuckles at the microphone. That way I don't have to learn lines.
Why do you want to disappear, Chuckle Pants?
I don't want to be Prime Minister.
I can tell you with 100% certainty there's not a cat in hell's chance of that happening.
Switch on the radio.
What?
Switch on the radio.
But...
Just do it.
What station?
It should be on pretty much anywhere.
Accounts likely to be exposed in the coming days. The revelations have sparked protests across the country, with an estimated 900,000 protesters marching to London's Parliament Square, demanding an immediate investigation into both the government and the opposition. There is fear across the political establishment that the all-consuming nature of the expenses scandal and the anti-politician feeling it has unleashed will hit MPs of all parties. A snap poll conducted by YouGov indicated that in Thursday's general election, 5 out of 10 voters intend to abstain or spoil their ballots. The Prime Minister fled number 10 via a back exit and was seen driving away in a red Opel Astra. The car was found abandoned on the fringes of Gwydir Forest, and North Wales police believe she is hiding up Mount Snowdon. Back at Westminster, the leader of the opposition called for cool heads to prevail before having a panic attack and being taken to St. Thomas's Hospital. The only party gaining rapid momentum in these extraordinary times is the funky, fancy, fatuous, fishy, fizzy, flashy, flirtatious, frolicking, freewheeling, farting, facile, farcical, far-fetched, feeble-minded, feather-brained, faddish, facetious, funny as f*** party, also known as the Armadillo Movement. The FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFP's leader, Bartholomew Fuckface Chocopants Knucklecracker, has promised to scrap VAT and replace it with a tax on hiccups. He has also sworn an oath never to keep any of his promises, so it's hard to predict what a Chocopants premiership would entail. Judging by the number of armadillo masks on Parliament Square, it certainly seems that Chucklepants' movement has hit a nerve with an electorate eager to send a strong message to Westminster politicians. The rise of the FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFP has sent shockwaves through the stock market, with sterling currently trading 1-1 with the Vietnamese dong.
Well, lock me in chains and blow my brains.
What do I do?
Go for it.
Are you insane?
This is going to be hilarious.
For a day or two, yes. But then, what when I have to deal with the refugee crisis, diplomatic fallout with Russia, the collapse of the economy?
My God, man, improvise.
What?
You'll be great.
I don't know the first thing about politics.
I'm rooting for you.
Shit! Should have taken up badminton. I've got an idea.
Yes?
You seem keen. Let's swap places.
What?
I'm serious. You do it. You know you want to.
It's a generous offer, Chucklepants. But tempting as the prospect of running the country may be, unfortunately my contract with Amelia stipulates that I have to lie low.
Why? What have you done?
We're not talking about me, we're talking about you. I've had my time in the limelight. My new life belongs to Amelia.
Don't you get bored?
I fight it with cocoa and stories.
Does that work?
It's working today.
I'm not going to be Prime Minister just because you find it amusing.
Oh, yes, you are.
No way.
You have no choice. You have to.
Why?
It's my condition for helping you.
What? So you are going to help me?
Yes. After your first 3 days in office.
2 days?
3 days.
Two and a half?
Deal.
Fuck.
Here are some things that I want you to do in the first days. You will change the voting age to include only those under the age of 18. You will make homosexuality mandatory for 1/3 of the population. Benefits will be dependent upon the claimant having watched all 9 seasons of Seinfeld, as well as the Curb Your Enthusiasm special. You will nominate an armadillo as Home Secretary, an alpaca as Chancellor, and an alligator as Minister of Defense. When you receive congratulatory calls from world leaders, you will respond in a mock imitation of their language. You will inform the French president of your plans to move the Eiffel Tower to Leeds in an attempt to boost tourism in the north of England.
You're loving this, aren't you?
I haven't had this much fun since we made 3 airplanes and a search party disappear in the Bermuda Triangle.
Strange hobby you've got. Can't you just take up chess or something?
Hey, you're the one who became leader of a political party to pass the time.
How do I disappear?
During Prime Minister's questions.
Seriously? There'll be a lot of people.
That's the point. We need witnesses.
What'll happen?
Oh, nothing much. You'll just be abducted by Martians.
Sorry?
An aircraft will land on Houses of Parliament. A dozen or so men with green face paint will get out, burst into the House of Commons, and abduct you. We'll fly you straight to a quiet little island in the South Pacific where you can start your new life.
Isn't that a bit... silly?
No, it's unbelievably silly, and it will be the perfect crowning to a surreal week. Oh, normally I'd offer you champagne at this point, but to be honest, we've got to get cracking. No time to lose. You've got to get yourself to Trafalgar Square ASAP to address the crowd.
Hold on.
Give them a riotous, rabble-rousing knuckle-cracker of a performance. You can take Joey and Salvatore as bodyguards.
Who are they?
You'll be terrific. I'll be in the front row wearing an armadillo mask, cheering you on. I'm going to get Alvina to book you onto Newsnight. We need to turn our van into a campaign bus and tour the country. Amelia's going to throw all its resources behind you. But don't just sit there. We have an election to win.
I'm coming.
Haynes, you know what this means?
Oh, Jesus. What's the time?
It's 12:45.
Oh, my God, it's planned for 1.
Do you think we can still call it off?
We have to try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get Frank on the line.
Okay. Where's the number?
Okay.
There it is. Okay, okay. Okay, calling.
Come on.
Oh, shit. What? He's already switched his phone off.
Oh, God. Oh, get Douglas.
Douglas, hey, good idea. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Daddy. Pick up. Pick up. Doug, thank God. Abort mission crackpot. I repeat, abort mission crackpot. Yes, I'm serious. We don't have to get blood on our hands. This will be resolved another way. How? Just trust me on this one, okay? By tomorrow afternoon, he'll have disappeared of his own accord. You'll see.
This episode was written and edited by Philip Thorne. It was directed by Philip Thorne and Øystein Brager, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Felix Trench as Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, Gemma Arrowsmith as the newsreader, and Julia Morizawa on the answer phone. The episode was produced by Imploding Fictions. It was recorded at the Bridge Writing Studio in London and Spike City Studio in Oslo, and engineered by Sam Harper and Robert Rustad Amundsen. All graphic design for the Amelia Project is by Anders Pedersen. To keep up to date with the Amelia Project, follow us on Twitter, where we're at @Amelia_podcast. And we will be posting a video of Alan and Felix swashbuckling with swords of rolled up newspaper. Oh yes. A special cocoa slurping thank you to Kati Zindela for your support. Right, for our $5 patrons, you will be getting something that's exclusively for you, but we won't reveal what here, as Amelia is all about the secrets.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever—
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.